question that many of the Mefarshim bring up is the fact that the two psukim seem to be contradictory regarding the mitzvah of tzedakah. Efes ki lo yeh b'cha evyon. First, Moshe says there's not going to be an evyon among you. There won't be any impoverished ones. And then a few psukim later, he says ki lo yechtal evyon mikar v'aretz, that there will always exist evyonim. Well, which one is it? Will there be impoverished people or not? Explains the Chassam Sofer that of course there are going to remain those who are impoverished. Ki lo yechtal evyon mikarev haaretz is correct, but the way we're reading that earlier pasuk efes ki lo yeh b'cha evyon is not the correct way to read it. For two reasons. First of all, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Moshe just wanted to let us know, inform us, that there aren't going to be evyonim, simply say, Baruch Yevarecha Hashem Elokecha, v'lo yeh b'cha evyon. God will bless us and there won't be any poor people. Why efes ki lo yeh b'cha evyon? Almost as a commandment. I command you that there aren't going to be evyonim. And second of all, what's the lashon lo yeh b'cha evyon? There won't be an evyon among you. Why b'cha? Just say lo tiyeh evyonim. There aren't going to be any impoverished ones. What's the efes and what's the b'cha? Writes the Chassam Sofer, this pasuk is not talking about impoverished people, those who need the money, but rather the pasuk is referring to those who have the money, who can give the money. And to them, the pasuk says, Efes, I command you, lo yeh b'cha evyon, that within you, those who have the means to give should not act like an evyon. Lo yeh b'cha evyon, among you, when you give tzedakah, it shouldn't be done in an impoverished manner, in a miserly manner, in a closed-fisted manner, in a manner that suggests that you're greedy and you're not interested in giving. But rather, every time you have an opportunity to give a mitzvah, to give someone tzedakah, do it with love. View it as if you are the wealthiest person in the world. Do it with a lev shalem. Give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for the opportunity to give tzedakah. Efes, says Moshe, I command you, lo yeh b'cha evyon, when you give tzedakah. If you want to be blessed, barech yivarechicha, it's that in the manner in which you give the tzedakah. Not simply the act of giving. That's nice too. But when you do it in a manner that's becoming of an Eved Hashem, as an Usher Gadol, that is Yevarechecha Hashem Elokecha b'chol mishlach yadecha. You know, so often we hear about tzedakah tatzel mimaves. We know that tzedakah is mavir and es roah hagzero, which we'll read in a few weeks in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And yet, we're still told lo sikpos etz yadcha v'lo sa'amitz etz davavcha, that we're still afraid or hesitant to part with our money. But as the Chassam Sofer explains, we have that attitude backwards. First of all, it's not our money. But even if we're blessed with the means and the funds to help others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is providing each and every one of us with an opportunity, an amazing opportunity to help someone else. Well, what bracha that is for all of us to take advantage. We should never look at it in a way of, oh, this person needs money, that person needs money. No, I was tasked, I was chosen to give of my wealth to someone else. And that's a tremendous opportunity that we should be eternally grateful and continue to give it in a manner that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shezikohu LaMitzvah Gedola Kazu, that we have been zocha to this great mitzvah, and in that merit, we will, all of our gezeros, our roah gezeros, will be batal umavutal, la shiririn, v'la kayamin. Have a great day.